And welcome to Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM on this 26th day of August, last week of winter. Sports headlines: Herald Sun in Melbourne, AFL final fixtures, Battle of Sydney clash leaves the Bulldogs seething as it looks there could be a clash with the AFL women's. We'll see what happens. Daily Telegraph in Sydney: the stats that prove Wayne Bennett's juggling act has hurt the Dolphins. He argues that working on Souths in his spare time hasn't interfered with his work with the Dolphins, but there's some stats that prove otherwise. Interesting. And the Courier Mail in Brisbane: Dragons loss breathes a fire into the NRL finals puzzle, with Brisbane, Dolphins, Newcastle and Canberra somehow still in the race for a spot in the top eight. Well, let's start with the Paralympics. We had a wonderful Olympics Games, but this week, from the 28th of August to the 8th of September, the Paralympics will start over in France. 152 athletes with impairments, 22 sports, and most importantly, 45 Queensland athletes will be representing and participating at the event. WA's Madison D'Arazio and swimmer Brendan Hall, they'll carry the flag. And table tennis player Danny D2O will compete in her 8th Paralympic Games. That's incredible. And we've participated at every Paralympics since it started in 1960. In golf, men's PGA in Colorado, Aussie Adam Scott tied for second on minus 11, one shot off the lead. Cam Davis tied for fifth on minus 8. And in the British Open, they're playing at the Royal St Andrews, Lydia Ko from New Zealand captured her third major title and first title in 8 years. She won that by 2 strokes. AFL listeners, well, Gold Coast, they had their second away win of the season, defeating Richmond 94-66 at the MCG. They've finished 12th on the ladder. But at the Gabba on Saturday night, the Lions claimed fifth spot, defeating Essendon 87-67. And they'll now play Carlton in their elimination semi-final at the Gabba, Saturday the 7th of September, 7:30 p.m. Better get your tickets now. And in the local AFL, Men's Division 1, the preliminary final on Saturday, Cooperoo defeated the University of Queensland. They now play Maine in the grand final next Saturday. And in the Women's Division 1, Moreton Bay lost to Sherwood 37-16 on Saturday in the preliminary final. Sherwood will take on Sandgate in the grand final next Saturday. Emily Watson scored 2 goals for Moreton Bay. Well done, ladies. And in the Moreton Bay Lions, the senior and under-17 presentation night, 14th of September. Big night. Looking forward to seeing who wins the awards. In football and soccer, well, yesterday in the Australia Cup, South Melbourne defeated Olympic 3-2. Tomorrow, the Lions will take on Western Sydney Wanderers, and on Wednesday, Moreton City will take on Perth Glory. And in the NPL Queensland, the top four, Moreton City finished second in the men's there, and in the women's, Brisbane City topped the table there. And in the Queensland Premier League for the women, Division 2, Caboolture, the first by 1 point from Grange Thistle. They defeated Mount Gravatt 3-0 on Saturday. And, of course, in the English Premier League, Spurs 4-0 over Everton, Brighton 2-0 over Man United, Arsenal 2-0 over Aston Villa, and Chelsea 6-2 over Wolves. 4 teams on 6 points. Man City early leaders in the English Premier League. Short break, listeners, and we'll be back with more Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM. And welcome back to Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM. Well, the US Tennis Open starts this week, actually tomorrow, our time, and $75 million worth in prize money up for grabs. In the men, well, we've got 12 Aussies in action. Best ranked of our Aussie men is Alex de Minaur. He'll take on American Marcos Giron in the first round. Alex Poprin, ranked 28 after he won the Cincinnati tournament, and he'll take on a South Korean competitor in that game there. Interestingly, two from Adelaide, young qualifier. He'll take on Carlos Alcaraz in round one. Lee is ranked number 222 in the world. 8 Aussie women in action. 5 made it through from the qualifiers. Destiny Avia, Ariana Rodionova, Kimberly Birrell, Mayard Grant, and Priscilla Hahn. Priscilla, not an easy task. She'll take on number 2 seed, Arena Sabalenka. Looking forward to that. With Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff, they'll be the defending champions. In cycling, keep an eye on Aussie Ben O'Connor in the Tour of Spain, as he is 3 minutes and 53 seconds ahead of rival Primoz Roglic after Stage 9. Big event there in Spain. In rugby union on the weekend, well, the men's Premier Grade, Queensland Rugby Union, West defeated University of Queensland. They'll take on Brothers in the grand final next weekend. And in the women's, Sunnybank, they lost to East. Surprise win there, 29-21. And East will take on Bond University in the women's Premier Rugby Union grand final next weekend at Ballymore. In basketball, the Bullets, their pre-season last Friday night, they defeated the Shanghai Sharks 94-75. And they're off to play Melbourne United tomorrow night and South East Melbourne Phoenix on Thursday as part of their pre-season road trip. Good luck to them there. In motorsport, well, Lando Norris, he defeated hometown favourite Max Verstappen to claim the Dutch Grand Prix. Verstappen was looking to make it four straight, but not good enough. Aussie Oscar Piastri finished fourth. Daniel Ricciardo was 12th. Well, rugby league listeners, there's local rugby league there, the Sunshine Coast Gympie competition. Elimination game on Saturday. Maroochydore defeated Caloundra, and in the qualifying, Noosa defeated Biwa. So next Saturday in the minor semi, Maroochydore will take on Biwa, and in the major semi-final, Coolum, who finished first, will take on Noosa. A couple of good games coming up there. Reserve grade, well, Bribie lost 16-14 to Coolum. They're out. And in the C grade, the semis next weekend, Kilcoy will take on Noosa and Merry Valley will take on Caloundra. Queensland Cup, both the Dolphins and the Falcons had big wins on the weekend. The Dolphins finished third, the Falcons fourth on the ladder. They'll now take on their place in the semi-finals next weekend. And on Saturday, the Falcons will take on the Northern Pride 1v4. And then on Sunday in the other qualifying semi-final, the Devils will take on the Dolphins, where it's 2v3. Good luck to both teams. That in the NRL, well, big round coming up this weekend. On Thursday, Cowboys will take on the Storm. And Saturday at Suncorp, Dolphins will take on the Broncos, 10v9, 3:30 p.m. Big game, both still with a chance to make the top eight. Have a great week, listeners. Look forward to your company again next Monday. Monday Sports Roundup, 101.5 FM.